Tonight we're going to be looking at the topic again of the pigs and the sheep and how they differ. And we've looked at this several times. We've got one more lesson on this. They differ with their skin, their nose, their bill, their likes, their food, their digestion, and all those kind of things. And we know that about the pigs and the sheep. But the thing we don't always know is how the fool and the wise man differ. And that's the thing that's really important. We need to understand the difference between a fool and a wise person. Tonight we're going to be looking at how they differ regarding anger and sin. And that's the thing that we're going to be focusing our thoughts on here this evening. And so as we look at that, first of all, the fool and the wise man, we're going to be combining them together as we work our way through here this evening. But the fool's wrath is presently known, but a prudent man covereth shame. All right, when you look at this and you consider what it means, the fool cannot control his anger. All right, his wrath or anger is presently known. He's immediately blows up every time something goes wrong. And that is obviously not a good thing to do. And, you know, if you have a problem with anger, you know, that just describes the problem. I mean, God says here that we're foolish if we cannot control our anger, and we got to guard that. But the prudent man covers shame by staying quiet when he's provoked. And that's an important thing for us to remember as well, is to be prudent or wise is to be able to control those things and to cover the shame and stay quiet instead of getting provoked and angry at things. Then Proverbs chapter 14, verse 16 says, "A wise man feareth and departeth from evil, but a fool regardeth, or a fool rageth and is confident." All right, now, this verse, I put it in here because it appears like it's talking about anger, but it actually isn't, and I'll show you that in a second. The wise man fears the consequences of evil and turns away from evil, and he looks ahead and thinks before acting. So this is a wise person. But then the latter part where it talks about the fool raging, the word rage actually means to cross over to climb a fence. All right? So he crosses over or he climbs over the fence and is confidently walks right into evil. So here you picture the situation. Here the wise man fears and departs from evil. So they're both walking down the road together and the wise man sees evil coming and he says, "I'm out of here, man. I'm getting out of here. I'm not going near that." And the fool, he just, even though there's a fence there to keep him from it, he climbs right over the fence and says, "I'm not afraid of that evil. I'll take it on." And he gets right in there and gets himself into trouble. And you know, that's, it reminds me of a story of a young boy that was visiting a farm. He was a city boy, and he was visiting a farm, and the farmer told him to obey all the rules and do what you're told, or you won't get, so you don't get in trouble. And he says, "I'm going to do what I want. I don't want to listen to them." And the farmer says, "Now, all right, now this cow out here, she just had a calf, and she's mean when she just has her calf. You stay away from her." "I'm not afraid of that calf." He climbed over the fence and walked in there, and the cow ran him to the side and caught him with his horn and ripped open his leg. Lucky it didn't kill him. All right, but you know, same thing. You know, he was acting like a fool. He climbed over the fence. He was told not to. He did what he wanted to do because he thought he was smarter than the wisdom that was given to him. Yeah. Now, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 17 says, "He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly, and a man of wicked devices is hated." All right, so here the fool has a very short fuse. He gets angry very quickly, and he jumps right in and acts foolishly. All right, so he's very soon angry. But on the other hand, the opposite is what we need to be instead of like the fool. Proverbs chapter 16, verse number 14, "The wrath of a king is as a messengers of death, but a wise man will pacify it." All right, so here you got a king. You know, the king gets angry at some situation, and the wise person, he comes along and he tries to calm things down. He tries to cover issues that will upset people and attempts to calm tense situations. You know, when we face a situation that is kind of volatile and they're getting excited, you know, how do we respond? We got two choices. Well, we can jump in and add to it, or we can say, "You know, all right, calm down now. Let's listen. It's not worth, you know, getting excited about. Let's keep it calm." And we need to be like that. We're a wise person who's trying to calm and keep the tension down. You know, especially in the sense of a king. I mean, he uses an illustration here that's kind of an extreme, because when a king gets angry, I mean, the king's got nobody to stop him doing what he wants to do. He'll do anything. And that's why a lot of times when people would make the king angry, what would happen? Off with their head. You know, that's a very serious thing because the king was angry with him. So the wise person keeps the thing calm, just tries to calm the situation down so that it doesn't get out of hand. Now, Proverbs 27, verse 3. A stone is heavy and the sand is weighty, but a fool's wrath is heavier than them both. Alright? So you try picking up a stone, depending how big it is, of course, but the stone is heavy and the sand is weighty. Now, I was shoveling some sand recently, and, you know, that's weighty. But a fool's wrath, he says, is heavier than them both. A fool's wrath is a heavy load for him to carry. You know, it's a heavy burden. And, you know, if you've struggled with anger, that is a heavy burden. And we need to get rid of that heavy burden and ask God to just give us victory over that so that it doesn't weigh us down and get us into trouble. Proverbs 29, verse 8, scornful men bring a city into a snare, but wise men turn away wrath. All right, so the wise man turns away the wrath. Now, so he's turning away the anger. He's calming things down, the same as we just saw in a previous verse here. He's wisely trying to keep it down. But the opposite is true of the fool. He's scornful, bragging, trying to, you know, do it his way, and he gets himself into all kinds of troubles. Now, just as we summarize these two, this is only the first half. We've been looking at the anger, then we're going to look at another half in a second. But a fool in his anger, he gets angry quickly. Alright, that's an important thing for us to remember. And he crosses borders confidently. He just doesn't listen to people. He just doesn't. And he's got a hot temper, and he's very foolish in his actions. He is soon angry, and he deals foolishly. His wrath is a heavy burden and causes heavy burdens. Alright, so these are characteristics of a man who is, or not just a man, or a person, could be a woman as well, who's very quickly angry and they don't deal with their anger. Then the wise person, as he deals with anger, the wise person covers shameful things to prevent anger. Alright, so he's trying to keep things calm. And that's the whole thing we see here. He fears the consequences and he turns away from evil. He covers the irritations and calms anger. And then he turns away wrath and he calms tense situations. So again, we see over and over again, the wise person is trying to calm things down. The foolish person is blowing them up and exploding them. So we need to just ask God, make me a wise person, not an angry person. When it comes to anger, and not a fool. Now, we look at another one, not just anger, but now I want us to take a look at sin. How does the Bible deal with this here, with this sin and the fool and the wise person? Proverbs chapter 7, verse 22. Proverbs 7:22. He goeth after her straightway as an ox goeth to the slaughter, or as a fool to the correction of stocks. All right, here Proverbs chapter 7, he's talking about a young man who's lured by a loose woman, and he goes after her in a foolish way. Do not realize the seriousness of the consequences of their foolish actions. And they're any more than an ox knows what's happening when he's headed for the slaughterhouse. You know, you take an ox or a cow and you load him into the cart. I've had to do this many times. You get him ready to take him to the butcher or something. You load them all in the truck or in the trailer and you take them down there. They're just, they don't know where they're going. And, you know, they're just dumb about it because they don't have the sense to figure things out. And he says here that a young man who's lured by a loose woman is acting the same way. He's just acting like a fool, like he doesn't realize the consequences. And so many times, Satan deceives us. We need to be conscious. What's going to happen with all this? If I do this, what will be the consequences? And we need to think ahead, because the consequences, many times, we blur them out. And it's like the devil just doesn't let us think about what's going to happen if I do this foolish thing. And it isn't just sensual stuff. It's all kinds of stuff, you know, that we may do, and we don't think, what's going to happen when I do this? What is the consequences of that? And we don't think about that and end up getting ourselves into trouble. Proverbs chapter 10 and verse number 23. It is a sport to a fool to do mischief, but a man of understanding has wisdom. All right, so the fool, he takes sport in it. He jokes about it. He thinks this is a great joke, to do wicked things. So mischief there refers to wicked things, and he says it's just fun. It's a big joke. Who cares? It's not hurting anybody. And if who cares? I'm having a good time with it. And he just makes fun of it. Whereas the wise person, the wise man, with insight will hate evil. This guy is the guy that's got the wisdom, the man who has the insight to hate the evil and says, listen, I can't do that. That's just not right. This is going to get me in trouble. And he has wisdom, and this guy's got the understanding and the wisdom that he needs to keep himself from that. So it's a very important truth there. Proverbs chapter 13, verse number 19. The desire accomplished is sweet to the soul, but it is an abomination to fools to depart from evil. This is really... It seems crazy, but it is true. Fools find it repulsive to turn away from evil. They love evil. I like doing all those bad things. And I like running with all those wicked people. And I like going around getting drunk. And I like doing all these wicked things. You know, that's the fool. Fool's saying, I like all those bad things. And it's repulsive to them. No, you mean not go out and party on Friday night? Come on, get real. You know, that's what life's all about. And it's repulsive to them to try to stay away from those kind of evil things because they love that. And they love the freedom to do as they please. They're not being wise. They're being fools. And then again in Proverbs 14:9, fools make a mock at sin. But among the righteous, there's favor. So they mock sin. They scoff at it. They make fun of it. They think, it's no big deal. And they do not take it seriously. And that's very sad. All right, then Proverbs 14:16. A wise man feareth and departeth from evil. But a fool rages and is confident. All right, there's that rage again. So the wise man sees the evil and he fears and he runs. Alright, so that's the way God wants us to be. He wants us to be the wise people to say, alright, and if I go and do this thing, it's going to get me into trouble. There's consequences involved in that. It's going to hurt people. That's not the right thing to do. I'm not going to go that way. And he sees it, he fears, and he runs the other direction. But the fool, he crosses dangerous fences without thinking, and he runs right into it and makes a fool of himself. You know, without running to a refuge for safety. He just rushes right into the problems. And that's not the wise thing to do. All right. Proverbs 17:12. Let a bear robbed of her whelps meet a man rather than a fool in his folly. All right. Well, you will see in a second. This fool is an arrogant person who loves foolishness. He is more dangerous than a furious mother bear robbed of her cubs. All right, you take a mother bear and you take away her cubs, and boy, that's bad news. I remember years and years ago, before Melody and I were married, I worked at a camp one summer, and it was up in the wooded area, and there was a few bear around that area. Not very many, but there were a few bears. And one Sunday afternoon, the campers were all gone and the counselors were just there, and we went on a hike through the woods. And we came upon a little cub bear. And I said, "Ooh, this is not good. We better get out of here because we don't know where mom is and we don't want to be between mom and that cub or we're in trouble." And so we didn't stick around. We got out of there as quickly as we could because if you happen to get, you know, between mom and the cub, she'll tear you to shreds. All right. And so, they get very furious when they're protecting their young. And he says here, the fool is an arrogant person who loves his foolishness, and he's acting very foolishly. And God says he's more dangerous than a bear robbed of her cubs. Now, we need to remember that and think about that. You get around a person who's foolish and he does his foolish things. God said they are dangerous people to be around. Dangerous people to be around. And, you know, sometimes we'll think, oh, yeah, well, he's maybe not the best person, or she may not be the best person to be around, but I like them, they're my friend, or whatever. God says, no, we need to stay away from them because they're going to get us into big trouble. Proverbs chapter 17, verse 24. Wisdom is before him that hath understanding, but the eyes of a fool are in the ends of the earth. Alright, that's a little bit of an unusual one. A wise person turns his face to things that will make him more wise. All right, so wisdom is before him that hath understanding. So he's looking to things that are going to make him more wise. And then the fool, on the other hand, he never finds satisfaction no matter where he looks. He's just looking and looking for something that'll satisfy him to the ends of the earth. He's always looking everywhere, trying to find something that's going to make him happy, something that's going to satisfy him, something that's going to meet his needs, and he never finds it. All right? So it's important that we have the right perspective on things and to realize the wise person there, he turns his face to things that will make him more wise. And, you know, if we would do that on a regular basis and say, God, help me to do things that are going to make me more wise. Help me to be more wise. And just focus on that. It would make such a difference in our lives instead of chasing after things like a fool. Proverbs chapter 21, verse 20. There is treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Right now, what do we see here? The wise person saves and stores up maybe food or money for the future, for those times of need. Right, that's a wise person. He treasures up to be desired. He has treasure in his dwelling. Right, so he's saving things up. And that's an important thing for each of us, too. You know, that God wants us to be wise enough to save for the rainy day, to save for the time when we're going to need it, and to save things up and not just use everything all immediately. But the fool, he spends every dollar he gets and saves nothing. You know, I remember as a youth, a friend that I knew that we would sometimes do, we were just young boys, and we'd sometimes do work together for my grandfather. And grandfather would give us a dollar for our day's work. And, you know, it wasn't, didn't seem like much, but to us it was a lot, you know. And my friend, and my cousin, he would immediately say, oh, gotta go to town, gotta spend my money. I said, well, what are you running up to town for? Just hang on, you can save it up. And you can. My brother and I were saving ours up. We were going to buy a little race car set, you know, that cost $12 for this race car set. And we were going to save up for this race car set that, you know, we could remote control. My cousin, though, you know, he got his dollar and he ran right off to town, bought candy with it. You know, he had to spend his money right away. But, you know, it's the wiser thing to save, because my brother and I, we saved up for a long time, many, many months, until we got our $12 to buy our little racetrack. And that we had a lot of fun with that thing. It all depends on, you know, the perspective. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 26. He that trusteth in his own heart is a fool, but he that walketh wisely shall be delivered. All right? Got a choice between trusting in your own heart or walking wisely. The fool trusts his own heart. He follows his own feelings. He says, I want to do what I want to do. I've got my mind made up. I'm going to do what I want to do. And the wise person walks prudently. He escapes the trouble. So he's watching and being careful where he steps and making sure that he doesn't, you know, get himself into trouble. He's walking prudently or circumspectly and being very careful where he goes to escape troubles. So it's very important. You know, there's the big contrast there between the wise man and the fool. Now, let's summarize these when it comes to sin. All right, the fool and sin, he does not realize sin's seriousness. Right? He doesn't realize how serious sin is. He jokes about sin. He loves sin and hates to leave it. He laughs about sin. He is a daring sinner. He's a dangerous sinner. Right? He's an unsatisfied sinner. So he's got his all these things that he wants to do. The wise man, on the other hand, he hates evil. He fears evil and runs from it. He turns from sin and toward things that make him more wise. He saves up for the future. And then he walks prudently and escapes trouble. Now, when you look at these two lists, you ask yourself, which list most describes yourself? You know, we ought to be on this side where we can honestly say we hate evil and we fear evil and we turn from sin and we save up and we are prudent and escape the troubles of life. You know, that's what God wants us to be. And so as we look at all these things, I know we're going through things quickly, and it's, you know, probably only a little bit of it's really sinking in. But all these notes are going to be on the web, and you're welcome to download them and go over them again. But think about these things as we go through. We've got one more lesson on the wise man and the fool. And I want these things to sink into our heart, because we need to be able to say, that's a characteristic of a fool. Oh, that's a characteristic of a wise man. And it'll help us in choosing our friends. It'll help us in a lot of ways. So some questions to ponder.
There's some people that do sin that don't even know it is sin.
Yes, you're right. That's right.
Because they haven't been taught. Right.
And there's a lot of Christians that don't realize that people are foolish because they haven't been taught right either. Mm. And that's why we're looking at this. So we can spot the fact that that's a foolish thing to do. That's a wise thing to do. I need to make right choices on these things. Yeah. All right. First question, how do you respond to irritations? Do you get angry? Well, that's what a fool would do. Do you stir up arguments, or do you calm them down? Do you have a short fuse, or do you explode and explode quickly? You know, there's some people that just, least little thing, just they're angry about things all the time. Do you try to cover hurts and calm tensions? All right, that's what the wise man does. Let's calm it down. Let's not get excited and keep things calm. And do you sin seriously? Do you take sin seriously and fear it? You know, do we say, you know, that's wrong, and I fear that, and I don't want to do that. I want to do what's right. Or do you laugh at sinful things, or do you hate sin? You know, the fool laughs at them, makes a joke about sinful things, and says, you know, who cares? It doesn't matter. And they make fun of it. Or are you a saver or a spender? Do you follow your feelings, or do you follow God's wisdom? All right, so these are some good questions to get you to ponder and think through these principles we've looked at here tonight. And then, what's the solution? Well, we need to learn to identify a fool by his anger and by his attitude towards sin. You see a person who's continually getting angry about things and just, you know, very short-tempered, or a person who makes fun of sin or ignores sin or sins all the time and doesn't think anything of it, and you say, you shouldn't be doing that. Ah, who cares? Everybody else is doing it. And they don't take it seriously. That person is a fool. If you act like a fool in any of these ways, you need to admit it and ask God to help you to change. That's the right thing to do. We need to avoid being around fools. If any of your friends act like fools, you need to change friends. All right, you need to change your friends. If anybody you're around acts like fools, you need to change friends. If you will stand up for God against the ways of the fools, they will not want to be around you. We need to be brave for God. All right, to just stand up and say, you know, nope, I'm going to do what's right. And I'm not going to let...
Amazing how many friends I lost.
Yeah. Well, the thing of it is, if we'll do what's right, when we get saved and we do what's right, God, they don't want to be around. That's right. Okay, some closing thoughts here. Proverbs chapter 22, verse 24. Make no friendship with an angry man, and with a furious man thou shalt not go. So God tells us clearly, don't be friends with a man who's... or a woman who's furious and angry all the time. That's not a good thing. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 9. Be not hasty in thy spirit to be angry, for anger rests in the bosom of fools. All right, so God says, do not be hasty in spirit. We need to be calm, slow, gentle, and work at overcoming our short fuse. Psalm 38, verse 18. For I will declare mine iniquity. I will be sorry for my sin. We need to have a right attitude towards sin. Be sorry for sin instead of loving it and thinking, no big deal. I like that. I'll do what I want to do. And then the last one, Proverbs 14, verse 34. Righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is an reproach to any people. That is true not only in national level, but it's also true in our homes, in our families, in our personal lives. That righteousness will exalt, sin will be a reproach and pull us down. And we need to have a right attitude towards sin.